Clings to Her's Last Summer by Hermann Hesse. Preface. The painter Klingsor spent the last summer of his life at the age of 42 in those southerly regions in the vicinity of Pompombio, Careno, and Laguno, which he had loved in earlier years and often visited. There his last paintings were done, those free paraphrases on the forms of the world of phenomena, those strange, glowing, and yet dreamily tranquil pictures with their twisted trees and plant-like houses, which connoisseurs prefer to the works of his classical period. At the time, his palette had been reduced to a few extremely vivid colors, cadmium yellow and red, Veronese green, emerald, cobalt, cobalt violet, French vermilion, and crimson lake. In late fall, the news of Klingsor's death shocked his friends. Many of his letters had contained forebodings or death wishes. This may have nourished the rumor that he had taken his own life. Other rumors, such as always gather around a controversial name, have as little substance as that one. Many asserted that Klingsor had been mentally ill during his last months, and a somewhat myopic art critic attempted to explain the startling and ecstatic quality of his last paintings on the grounds of this alleged madness. That is all nonsense. There is somewhat more foundation to the story, which has been embroidered with a wealth, anecdotes, of Klingsor's heavy drinking. He certainly had this tendency, and no one spoke of it more frankly than Klingsor himself. At certain times in his life, and therefore during his last months also, it was more than a case of frequent drinking bouts. He would also deliberately drown his pain and sometimes almost unbearable melancholy in wine. Lai Po, that author of the profoundest drinking songs, was his favorite. And in his cups, he often called himself Lai Po, and one of his friends, Tu Fu. His works live. And among the small circle of his intimates, the legend of his life and of that last summer lives on no less forcefully.